So this morning, we're at Music and Theatre for All. Where is this normally taking place? So it's downstairs at the Fellowship, and we have the pleasure of having a conversation with Sharon. Sharon attends the Music and Theatre for All group on a weekly basis, and I am very, very lucky to have a little bit of time to just discuss her experience of Bellingham and any memories and insight with regards to her affiliation with the community of Bellingham. Okay, so Sharon, hi, good morning. Thank you for being here. So first and foremost, would you like to share a little bit about yourself?
Yes, I've lived on Bellingham for 46 years now.
Amazing.
So I'm 62.
Amazing.
And it's changed big time. Some for the good, some not so.
Right. Well, let's start with a little bit about you. So I assume you raise your family in Bellingham.
Yes.
Excellent. And you have loads of family or relatives that grew up in Bellingham?
They have, yeah, but they've all moved on.
Wow.
All moved away.
Last one standing in the area.
Yes.
Amazing. Okay, so with regards to like the more negative points, which we don't want to dwell on, but it's worth highlighting, what would you say has been an experience of Bellingham, or like a part of Bellingham that you think is it could do with improving, or it needed improvement?
It's people taking pride in their houses. Behind their front doors, they don't care about their gardens.
Right.
The pavements in front of their houses, there's just rubbish everywhere.
Right, right.
And it only takes a few weeks ago, we did a big clean-up. We got involved in that, and we just did one section here. We got 20 bags of rubbish from one section, from the top of the road from the Fellowship in down to the end of Randall.
Right, so just at the end of Bromley
just
Road?
Yes.
All the way down towards the co-op?
All the way down to the end of the shops.
Wow.
And 20 bags of rubbish, and that was just in 1 hour.
That is remarkably quick, may I say, first of all.
There was about 12 of us.
Yeah.
So,
okay. But that, yeah, that is rubbish. Very disappointing. 12 bags.
Yes.
It could
20.
Be 20 bags.
12
participants in the cleanup. My goodness, 20 bags. Right, well, of course, taking pride in your house, your area, your community is definitely a point for consideration. Is there anything else that you can think of?
Well, I just love Bellingham Green. It's lovely. There's so much there for different ages, which is really good. And I remember back in the 70s when all it was a field with a brick wall around the edge.
Right.
And it was nothing. And I can remember going out with my husband then up to the Saxon Tavern at the top, which is where Lidl's is now. And it was a big pub. And we'd come back having to climb over the wall one side, down King Alfred Avenue, over the wall one side, and then across this field, over another wall to get home.
Wow.
And my husband was 9 times out of 10 a bit drunk. I wasn't.
Only 9 times out of 10? Okay, brilliant.
And I then saw it get redone up with a big mound and slides, which was lovely,
yes,
but it encouraged a lot of dodgy things going on behind, because part of it was obscured.
Yeah, yeah.
And it went downhill and it got really bad there. But then they've refurbished it to what it is now, with walkways, and they involve the community more in it. I mean, there's a community festival happening in a couple of weeks.
That's correct.
Fabulous.
Yeah. Amazing.
I mean, I've sang Christmas carols there.
That was my next question. Have you been involved in the Bellingham Festival before?
Yes, I have. I used to belong to the Bellingham Community Choir, mm-hmm, which was run at the Christ Church.
Amazing.
And we sang at the festivals before.
Brilliant.
So I've got involved in that. There's on a Friday we get together as a warm space. Before it was for COVID, it was and then they opened up their doors after COVID,
right,
because everybody had sort of shut away to say, what with everything going on with the the pandemic, you know, and not having money and cost of living rising. Yeah. They had a warm space. We'd go there and play games. I'm doing up this pub.
Yeah.
Fellowship. Yeah. Amazing. I got involved in that as well.
Wow.
I was in a play for, they got the money off the government and we got funding and we put on this fantastic play that involved loads of people from around Bellingham, Downham, Grove.
What
Park.
Was the name of the play, Sharon?
Jam Tomorrow.
Jam Tomorrow.
It was fabulous. It was written by a local lyricist, I can't remember his name.
I
can't remember his name, but it was fabulous.
Oh, amazing.
And I actually got a part in that. I was the barmaid, and it was set back in the 60s,
right,
around here, things that happened at Peter Pan's Pole, the jam factory that was down the road next to the bus garage, lots of community
amazing.
Things there.
Amazing.
And then Music Theatre for All, last year we put on a opera, which was co-written with us. We had all our brainstorming ideas.
Yeah, you had your insight and your contribution.
Gwyneth Herbert, she's a jazz singer. She wrote the words from what she had got from us, and we wrote this play about Lewisham.
Amazing.
And then just recently we performed up in the World Heartbeat MC Gardens, singing songs that we writ ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
With
oh, that's lovely.
Been really getting involved.
That's
all about
lovely.
Lewisham. Mm-hmm. I did research on Lewisham and its history.
Mm-hmm.
Found out that it's Salus Salus Populi Suprema Lex.
Wow.
Is the motto for Lewisham Borough.
Motto.
So
wow, we're getting actually spoilt with
things
gems here. So can you repeat the motto again?
Salus Salus Populi Suprema Lex.
And what does it mean?
The people's well-being is the best.
Oh, amazing. That's a lovely
We
like,
sang
motion.
That and we sang a rap with it. So.
And you sang a rap?
We did, but I can't sing it all to you now.
I want to be involved in this myself.
When I'm with it, it goes, Bellingham, Broccoli, Catford South, Lee Green living its hand to mouth, Downham, Grove Park, Telegraph Hill. I've forgotten the next bit.
Nearly. I'm happy with that. Yes. That's amazing.
But it goes on and we're performing it on the 24th.
Brilliant. So we'll see it at the
Bellingham
Festival.
Anyway, I'm going to go back.
Excellent. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.